Fear looms large in the minds of Tras residents as heavy shelling from across the border continues. For thousands of people living in Dras sector along India-Pakistan border, a return to normal life is what they yearn for most now. But with Pakistani guns booming non-stop, that seems an unlikely possibility, at least for the time being. The damaged structures from recent shelling cast a gloomy atmosphere in the town. Whether it is Muhammad Ibrahim, Ali Ghulam, Habibullah, everyone now wants the end to their daily ordeal. As shelling by Pakistani forces goes on, more than 1,50,000 people living in the villages along the border have since moved to safer places.
Pakistani gola yahan pe gira, ek to idhar niche gira, dusra upar chhat ke upar gira, pura garde mein garbar hamara bilkul andar tak garda hi garda pahunch gaya, to hum bilkul bewas ho gaye, humne socha aaj hum marenge hi, marna hi hai, to गोले बिल्कुल कम से कम 25-30 के करीब गिरे यहाँ आसपास में, तो हमने सुना आज तो हम मर जाएंगे, लेकिन थोड़ी सी दो चार सेकंड ब्रेक हुआ तो हमने सोचा मरना तो जैसे भी होगी हमें, तो हम इस घर से निकल जाएंगे, तो हम सब हके बके होकर इस घर से निकल कर दूसरे घर की तरफ भाग गए.
With shelling literally hitting the local economy, Tras wears a haunted look with people sitting idle and staring vacantly into space. Most of the villagers who are subsistence level farmers are unable to tend their fields and have led their cattle stray into the forest.
Dusra janab yahan to hum ab kya karenge janab, baithne ke hame yahan bilkul khushi hi nahi is gaon mein, ab hamari khushi jo hai bilkul chheen gaye. Hum sochte hain ki isse to hum kahin pahad mein jaake thanda pani peete hue baithenge aur hame chain hi nahi bilkul kisi ko bhi nahi, matlab is gaon ke logon ko.
Jo hum ye to do baar aaye hain सेलिंग के जर में, हमारी जो गवर्नमेंट इंतजाम करे हमें आज सेलिंग के जर से बचाए ताकि हमें कहीं और बसाएगा इन पूरा इलाके को मकान बना करके, तो हम खैर दिन वहां भी काटेंगे, या अच्छे दिन काटेंगे या बुरे दिन काटेंगे, वो तो किस्मत की बात है.
While Pakistan and India continue to agitate over their Kashmir border, it looks as if these people have a long wait until they can return to their homes. Poonam Dagar, ANI.